For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is their head coach, Jim Scanlon. And coach, how much did that exhibition game help your team prepare for this first weekend of regular season games?
Well, I guess we'll probably find out, in the first period of tonight's game. I think it's going to help out a lot. Just, again, going back to particularly the freshmen to have the opportunity to go through the entire game day routine. You know, that includes their pregame workouts, you know, going out for warm-up. You know, that first time you put on a sweater is always pretty special, and there's always going to be jitters and there's always going to be nerves. So to have had got done it once, it's certainly going to help. And that's not to say they're not going to have jitters tonight, but I think if you ask the players individually, I think that I'll tell you that it helped tremendously.
How similar or different is this Syracuse team compared to last year's?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be pretty similar. I know, again, all their defense are back. They have a senior goalie that was very good, but they also have an outstanding freshman that we could very well see this weekend. Up front, I know, again, they have some pretty good players. Their leading scorers back, the young lady from she played up in Winnipeg in her high school days. So, again, Paul's a very, very good coach, very successful. So I know they're going to be very well coached. I'm sure they're going to be sound structurally. So, again, we're going to need to play well tonight in order to have any kind of success.
Now, with only seven teams in the WCHA, how much more do these non-conference games matter down the road when it gets close to playoffs?
I don't know if it's any more or less with the loss of North Dakota. I mean, they've always been really, really important. And as strange as it may seem, sometimes these games early in the year can come back and either help you at the end of the year or haunt you, depending on how you do it. Because obviously as a conference, we want to do well. We want to represent our conference. We want to have a good non-conference record. But you get to that pairwise, and you look at strength of schedule and all those things, and all your non-conference games are gonna come into play there. So the big thing for us, we want to get off to a good start. We want to the big thing tonight. We just want to go out and play hard. Let's establish that work ethic and play our game, push the pace, and if we can do that, tonight, whatever the result is, we'll take that, because we'll be able to build off this. Now we'll have some tape that we can start teaching and start getting better. But if we can establish that work ethic and the way we playing as hard as we want to play, that's going to be a big. It's going to go a long way towards what we want to do this year.
Everyone keeps asking me about goaltending now that Brittany Mowat's graduated. How hard have your three goaltenders made it for you to choose who starts?
Very hard. I thought all three of them have done very, very well. I thought all three had a really, really good week of practice. And so that's made it difficult. Obviously, the fact that Erin has been here 5 years, she's played games, that certainly, that gave her an edge just because she had experience. She's actually played in college games. She's played in some pretty difficult venues, and she's played against Syracuse. So. But all three of them have done, like I said, have done a tremendous job, and it's I have confidence in all of them. But in this game, you can only play one goalie at a time, and Deeds will get to start tonight.
Looking back on that exhibition game against Korea, four of your five goals were scored by freshmen. Does that kind of help this team looking forward?
Well, I think so. It certainly showed all of our returning players that these gals have come to play, and they're all good players. But they've seen that right from the get go. As soon as we got on the ice and started doing our skill work with them back in late August, I think everybody could see the talent level that these freshmen have, and hopefully the folks coming to watch the game tonight will see it on display firsthand, because they're all very, very good players. And there's nine freshmen. We're redshirting one. One's a goalie. The seven skaters, I think you'll see all seven of them at some point in time this weekend.
Every season your team chooses a mantra or a slogan. This year it's fast and fearless. What does that mean for your team?
Well, we just want to play the game fast. We think we got a team that can get up and down the ice. We think that's one of our strengths, so we certainly want to push the pace whenever we can. And I think fearless is hockey's a game of mistakes, but you can't go out there worrying about that. We just want them to go out and play. That's the bottom line. We talk about the three Fs. You've heard me talk about it before. Have fun. Enjoy the moment. Have faith. Expect great things to happen, and be fearless. Just go for it. And if we can do that, the scoreboard usually takes care of itself.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, certainly, I think if we're possessing the puck, that's a real positive. I like the way our groups looked when we've scrimmaged or when we've done five on five. You know, we're working real hard in that offensive zone, and that's where some of that talent level is really on display. So I think if we're possessing the puck, we can get if we can get a lot of shots on net, that's certainly going to help. Again, we're going against good goaltending. But we're going to have to work hard to manufacture, and we want to be miserable to play against. I talked about that before in our end. So those are some areas that we want to be good at. But, you know, let's just go out there, like I said, push the pace, play hard, have fun. And if we do that, good things will happen.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much, Kelly.